which means we are bringing in once again our good friend Bill Snyder, WGN-TV weather producer. Thank you for joining us this late in the middle of the week. It's the, I guess it's the most opportune time to get you on.
Hey,
this,
you know,
this week,
you know, yeah. John, we aim to please and work around the schedule here. It's always good to be on here with you. And hey, never too early to start looking at the weekend, right? Even if we have to do that a day earlier.
I agree totally. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about you this morning when I stepped outside and I swore I saw some snowflakes. Not snowflakes, just like small
pellets.
Little pellets of snow.
Is that
snow pellets?
You know, John, what you saw this morning is referred to, and you know, it's become more and more popular. People talk about it now. What you had this morning was grapple. Referred to as grapple, John. Yes. So grapple is essentially, it's, as we said, it's snow pellets or soft hail. Yeah. And it's a type of precipitation that's, you know, consisting of the white opaque ice particles that form when supercooled water droplets freeze onto a falling snow crystal. And this results in a soft, easily crushable texture, which, you know, some people like to refer to it, John, as Dippin' Dots. Because it looks like Dippin' Dots falling from the sky, you know, just to use a little ice cream terminology. But yeah, really, when you get that type of precipitation, it does look like Dippin' Dots. So
well, the next
so that's
time I
exactly
see the,
what you were seeing this morning. How about that?
I've added two words to my vocabulary, and the next time those things pop up, I'll have to decide which word I'm going to use.
Which one you want to use. Yeah, I'm giving you some options there. Yeah, absolutely.
So I understand that this is a 10-year anniversary of a tragic weather event
around here. Oh, my goodness, John. Yeah.
What was that?
You know what? There was a fairly noteworthy tornado outbreak across northern Illinois, not really here in the immediate Chicagoland area, but 10 years ago, parts of northern Illinois were hit by multiple tornadoes, and many of them, John, were formed by a single supercell thunderstorm. And the worst of that was an EF4 tornado, which, keep in mind, that is the last EF4, which is a very strong tornado on the Enhanced Fujita scale, to affect this area. The last time that a storm of that intensity occurred here, which was 10 years ago, but the EF4, it lambasted the very small town of Fairdale, Illinois, which is in DeKalb County. And unfortunately, tragically, two people were killed in that tornado, and nearly two dozen were injured. Winds were estimated, John, in Fairdale at 200 miles per hour. It's really, really something. And the damage was estimated at nearly $20 million. So, you know, again, no tornadoes since then. We've had many tornadoes. A lot of them have been, you know, the weak variety of the EF0s and EF1s, but nothing, thankfully, nothing on par with that tornado that occurred here 10 years ago. So that was really something. And, And by the way, John, that tornado 10 years ago was the strongest in this area in 35 years, going back to that tragic Plainfield tornado that touched down in August of 1990. So we had not seen a tornado of that intensity since 1990 when we had the Fairdale tornado 10 years ago. So it's pretty noteworthy in the archives of stronger tornadoes to impact northern Illinois.
You know, I heard a unique story from out of Ohio Valley where they're having historic rainfall.
Yes.
A guy, owner of a restaurant bar, filled the interior of his establishment with clean water.
Right.
Up like 4 feet, 5 feet on the inside of his establishment.
Oh, sure.
So that the muddy water that was outside from this rainfall across would not be able to get into his establishment.
Right.
That was a rather
that's a pretty unique trick there. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Wow. Fascinating, John. I mean, it's just when you look at the we sit here and it's pretty damp and miserable and not very spring-like, that's for sure. But when you see what's going on down south of us with the copious amounts of rainfall that have occurred in Kentucky and Arkansas, Tennessee and Ohio, it's tragic what you see down there. And I mean, these are areas, John, that have had essentially 2 to 3 times normal what they see during a full month of rain in just 4 days. And then there's no river basin or lake or soil that can absorb that amount of moisture. It's just not possible. And we're seeing historic levels, water levels being reported along the Ohio River. I've seen some pictures around Cincinnati near the mm-hmm. Great American Ballpark. And somebody had posted a picture of the Ohio River on the April 1st, and then a comparison to that just yesterday. And my goodness, I mean, it's just, you're talking about water levels that are cresting at 60 feet. It's
wow.
It's really, really stunning. And I've seen one of the major distilleries down in Kentucky that just was completely inundated, liquor distilleries down there, among the areas that were hit. So it's just it's really tragic, and you know, and you really feel for these people, John, because I mean we've certainly had our share of flood episodes in this area over the last, you know, 20-30 years, but what's gone on down there is it's being characterized, and you and I both know that this terminology just doesn't exist anymore in the climate that we're dealing with now, but it's being categorized as a 1-in-1,000-year flood. And how often have we heard that term in different parts of the world in the last 10, 15, 20 years, right?
Yeah. That's quite the statement.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. It's just, it's amazing what nature can produce, right?
Yeah. Yeah. How about the tornado count? Speaking of nature.
Oh gosh. Yeah, John. You know, that's been the other big story down in, you know, we've had our share of tornadoes in parts of Illinois and Northern Illinois too. But, it was reported that the end of March, the tornado count was nearly, two times that the amount of tornadoes a year ago. By the time we got through the end of March, John, we were already at 354 tornadoes this year. By this time last year, we had only about 160. So yeah, that's more than twice the number of tornadoes. So, you know, will this pace continue? Are we on track for a record year? It's hard to say, at this distance, but my goodness, we're certainly off to a blockbuster start, at least as far as we can go back in records and check. So that's not a good trend. I hope that doesn't, hope it's not a trend that continues. But anyway, that's where we're at right now.
Well, certainly April is off to a chilly start.
Oh yeah, yeah.
To say the least.
It really is, John. You know, we're so far the first 9 days we're running about 3 degrees below normal, and that's not the only story that's noteworthy here. Is, you know, I always talk on your shows about how much sunshine we've had, because you know, sunshine, regardless of the temperature, it certainly boosts people's moods, and I notice a difference myself. If we're going through a stretch of cloudy days, it certainly affects me. But Frank Wachowski, who always is so careful at keeping track of this for us, over on the south side of the city here, he reports that we've only had 37% of our possible sunshine through the opening 9 days of the month. We should get about 51% in April. So not only has it been cool relative to normal, and that's coming off of a mild March, but it's been cloudy. And I wish I could say that the next day is going to improve that, but it's going to take a couple of days, John, before we should start to see these pesky clouds break out of here, and us get into some sunshine and start to feel some temperatures that are more typical of this time in spring.
Well, that, and you know, that you're sort of leaning towards warmer weather. Is that coming? Is that going to happen?
Yeah, it is. You know, I wish I could say that it was coming in, John, with full force, and it was going to stick around for several days on end. But the fact of the matter is that we're still stuck in a fairly progressive pattern. So, unfortunately, the ridging that's going to go on across the western portion of the United States is where the brunt of the warmth relative to normal is going to take place by and large. We'll get these little spells of warmth air to come in here, like what we're going to see later in the weekend and early next week. But unfortunately, the pattern is progressive. So these systems and these little troughs that move in, bringing in these lobes of cooler air out of Canada, are still going to be fairly frequent, John. So, you know, as I said, we will warm up in the short term, though. Tomorrow, still going to be a chilly day. We're going to see our fourth consecutive day where we don't get out of the 40s, which, you know, it's pretty chilly for this time of the year. We should have our normal high should be in the middle to upper 50s. So we're certainly nowhere in the ballpark there. Tomorrow, again, will be a predominantly cloudy day. We could get a few sprinkles or very light showers, nothing of consequence. But, again, it's just going to be pretty, you know, pretty drab out there, John. And then we should see the clouds break up on Friday. We may start out with a decent amount of cloud cover in the morning. But our hope right now is that we will get some sunshine to break out in the afternoon. But, again, with a wind off the lake, you know, the lake water temperature, John, is 44 degrees at the shoreline, but in the middle of the lake, it's still 39 degrees. So anytime you bring a wind off those chilly lake waters, it encourages that chilly air to move inland. And so, you know, if you're near the lake, you're going to still be, it's still going to be chilly with temperatures in the low 40s the next couple of days. But again, we should get some sunshine to break out on Friday. And if you're far enough inland out in Aurora, Naperville, DeKalb, Joliet, Ottawa, should see temperatures on Friday warmed out in those areas into the low to mid 50s with some sunshine. And then we do warm up after that over the weekend. So on Saturday, we should see bright sunshine warming into the upper 50s inland. Again, there will be a lake breeze that cools the shoreline and area beaches and so forth. So downtown on Saturday will probably be closer to 50. And then on Sunday, we get a breeze that finally moves away from the lake, John, and it encourages the warmer air to encompass most of the area. So we should see temperatures warm well into the 60s. So it'll be a, it'll kind of make us feel like spring is actually here on Sunday. And then we, you know, if everything goes right, we could get a 70 on Monday if clouds and a little disturbance coming in from the north don't arrive too quickly. But we have at least 60s in the bag on Monday. You know, and again, we could get 70, and then we get, like I said, another little surge of cool air that comes in behind it. So we'll be back down a handful of degrees below normal after that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the way it looks right now. So
weather's always
no sustainable warmth just yet, John, but you know it's coming.
Weather's always a roller coaster, and you're the master of it, Bill.
It is. John, I got my little log here, and I keep track of it all, and I try my best to keep everybody informed on, as to all the highs and lows that we're gonna experience here. So,
I appreciate it.
Hey, and, John, it's always a pleasure. I always look forward to our chats every week.
Yep, I look forward to next week. That's Bill Snyder from WGN-TV, the weather producer, the storm guru.